This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine for a second that you are standing on a packed subway car. You've got people bumping into your elbows, you're clinging to the overhead pole with one hand, and you are trying to unfold and read a giant full-size broadsheet newspaper.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Right. It's flapping everywhere, you can't hold it straight, and you're just trying to read the morning headlines. It has all the information you could possibly want, but it is completely the wrong format for the environment you're in.
Exactly. You're just going to fold it up and give up. You'd abandon it.
And that exact friction, that frustration, is what millions of people are experiencing online today. Right now, half of your potential customers are walking away from your business, and it's because of a mistake you likely authorized and, well, paid top dollar for.
Which is wild to think about, really.
It is. So today, we are doing a deep dive into an incredibly eye-opening article by Sunny Day. It's over at Double Dome Digital Marketing, and it's called Mobile First User Experience. Stop losing 50% of your customers. Our mission today is to figure out why having a gorgeous, highly expensive website in 2026 might actually be a massive financial liability for you.
Yeah, because we're looking at a reality where over 65% of all web traffic is happening on handheld devices. And the foundational point of this article is that businesses that ignore this reality are seeing a devastating 50% drop in their conversion rate.
50%. Half.
Half. They are pouring money into these huge top-of-funnel marketing campaigns only to send all that traffic straight into a brick wall.
So if you're a business leader listening to this, maybe you're prepping for a big marketing meeting, or frankly, if you're just someone who spent 10 minutes this morning trying to tap an untappable buy button on a clunky mobile site,
yeah,
you need to understand the mechanics here.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the article talks about this psychological trap. It calls it the desktop delusion. Let's unpack this a bit. How do so many bad sites still exist? Are decision makers just suffering from a kind of vanity?
What's fascinating here is how the pitch process actually feeds that vanity. Think about how a new website gets approved. An agency comes into the boardroom, they dim the lights, and they pull up the new design on this massive 85-inch 4K screen.
Right, or the CEO is looking at it on a pristine 27-inch monitor in their office.
Exactly, on a fiber optic network. And in that environment, the site looks like a masterpiece. You've got high-res video, expansive navigation menus, and these really subtle hover animations.
And so they sign off on a, you know, $15,000 monthly marketing spend because it feels like a prestigious digital billboard.
But they're forgetting the customer. The customer isn't at a desk. The customer is multitasking. They're sitting in the back of an Uber hitting potholes, or they're standing in line managing a toddler.
Yeah, relying on some patchy 5G connection and staring at a 6-inch screen.
Right. And designing for a mouse and keyboard, which allows for pixel-perfect precision, and then just shrinking it down doesn't create a service. It creates an obstacle course of tiny buttons and unreadable text.
It's like you want the site to look great in your office, but you forget your actual customer is squinting at it while holding a coffee.
Yeah.
And they won't put up with it. They'll just leave and take their money to a competitor.
Which directly funds the competition. It's not just an annoyance for the user. It is a massive revenue killer for you.
Okay, but if simply shrinking the site down doesn't work, how are developers actually trying to fix this? Because we've had responsive design for years, right? The article talks about the reverse design trap and technical bloat.
Yeah, so this is the outdated 2022 method, what the source calls responsive after the fact.
Responsive after the fact.
Right, so agencies design this master desktop site first. Then they use code or plugins to hide or stack or basically squish elements so it fits on a mobile screen.
Wait, so let me get this straight. If a company just installs a responsive plugin, they think they're fixing the problem, but underneath, the phone is still secretly dragging around all the heavy, hidden luggage of the desktop site.
Yes. The architecture itself is flawed. Just because you hide a 5-megabyte background video with code doesn't mean the phone's browser didn't try to download it.
Oh, wow. So it's literally just a tarp over a steamer trunk.
Perfect analogy. And the consequence of that is bloated page weights. You're looking at load times pushing over 4.5 seconds.
Which feels like an eternity on a phone.
It is an eternity. And it causes this secondary issue called cumulative layout shift.
Right, where things jump around.
Exactly. The heavy background code struggles to load, so a massive image finally pops in and pushes all the text down right as you're trying to click something.
I hate that. You go to tap a link and suddenly you're clicking an ad for car insurance?
And that destroys trust instantly. A true mobile-first site doesn't do this. It builds the lean, optimized core first and then scales up for desktop, not the other way around.
Okay, so a slow site is obviously infuriating for human users, but here's where it gets really interesting. There's a much more severe invisible penalty happening in 2026.
The AI gatekeepers.
Yes, the new gatekeepers, AI answer engines. So how does this technical bloat connect to modern search visibility? Because the article is pretty clear that Google Gemini and ChatGPT do more than just read text now.
They do way more. They evaluate what are called core web vitals.
Okay, so what does that mean in plain English?
It means these AI models use mobile-first indexing. They send bots that simulate a mobile phone on a standard 4G network. If they detect slow speeds or that layout shift we just talked about, the AI actively drops your authority rating.
It's like a concierge at a luxury hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the restaurant down the street has the best food, the concierge, which is the AI in this case, won't send you there if the front door's jammed and the tables are constantly moving around.
That's spot on. The AI's entire reputation relies on providing helpful, frictionless answers. Sending a user to a site where they can't even find a buy button makes the AI look bad.
So a superior mobile-first user experience isn't just a design preference anymore. It is a strict prerequisite for being cited as a top authority in generative search results.
Absolutely. If you fail the Core Web Vitals test, you're practically invisible to the AI. It's a massive penalty.
Which is terrifying if you just spend a fortune on a bloated desktop site.
Yeah.
So now that we know it's broken and we know AI will actively penalize you for ignoring it, what does the actual solution look like? The article mentioned something called the thumb zone.
Ah, the thumb zone. This is crucial. It's the specific area of a smartphone screen that you can easily reach with one thumb while holding the device one-handed.
Like just the natural sweep of your thumb across the bottom half of the glass.
Exactly. True mobile-first design puts all the high-intent buttons, like call now or book an audit, right inside that thumb zone.
Makes sense. No more stretching to the top left corner just to hit a tiny menu.
Right. And those multi-level hover menus, they get replaced by thumb-friendly hamburger menus and sticky calls to action that follow you as you scroll.
And what about the performance side? Because we were talking about 4.5-second load times.
By optimizing assets and using techniques like lazy loading, load speeds drop to under 1.5 seconds.
Wow, 1.5 seconds. Lazy loading is when it only loads the images as you scroll down to it.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't force the phone to download everything at once.
So what does this all mean for the listener? Is the true goal of modern web design just aggressive simplification? Like, are we just stripping away everything that isn't an immediate action?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's not just about stripping things away. It's about a shift in intent. Desktop users are doing information browsing. They're comfortable, taking their time.
But mobile users are doing immediate problem solving.
Exactly. They are on the go. They need an answer or a service right now. Removing friction is about respecting that intent. The ultimate goal is to have a dashboard that accurately reflects your return on investment.
Right, so you stop bleeding 50% of your ad spend into a black hole of mobile friction.
You own a brand that both humans and AI recognize as the obvious frictionless choice.
So the core takeaway here for you, the listener, is that in 2026, you don't need more traffic, you need less friction. Legacy desktop-first thinking is an active liability. It's costing businesses half their potential customers and getting them blacklisted by AI.
It really is an adapt or die situation for digital marketing.
Completely. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final unmentioned concept to chew on. The article emphasizes designing for human hands, right? The thumb zone.
Right.
But as AI answer engines continue to act as the primary middlemen between users and businesses, will we eventually reach a point where visual websites disappear entirely?
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
If AI is doing all the browsing for us, maybe the website of the future has no interface at all. No colors, no fonts, no buttons. Just a pure, frictionless data feed.
That would change absolutely everything about how we do business online.
It really would. Something to think about. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. We encourage you to look at the sites you visit today with a critical eye. Stay curious, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.